Sunday. I reasoned that if an unchurched family decided to attend just one service a year, it would most likely be Easter Sunday. It was the ideal day to start a service designed to attract the unchurched. I realized that they might not come back the next week, but at least I'd have a crowd for the first service, and I'd get some names for a mailing list. During the weeks prior to Easter, our home Bible study on Friday nights grew to about 15 people. Each week I'd teach a Bible study, and then we'd work on preparations for our first public service. We also discussed our findings from our weekly community survey. After about 8 weeks, I summarized what we learned about the unchurched and their hang-ups about the church in a philosophy of ministry statement. It became the blueprint for our evangelism strategy. Next, I wrote an open letter to the unchurched of the community based on what we'd learned. I knew nothing about direct mail, marketing, or advertising. I just figured that an open letter to the community might be the fastest way to get the word out about our new church. I also knew that a large percentage of the Saddleback Valley lived behind gated communities, and there was no way I'd be able to make a cold call visit to those homes. I wrote and rewrote that letter about a dozen times. I kept thinking, what would I say if I had one chance to speak to all of the unchurched of this community? How can I say it in a way that disarms their prejudices and objections to attending church? The first sentence of that letter clearly stated our focus and position. It said, at last, a new church for those who've given up on traditional church services. It went on to explain what kind of church we were starting. We hand-addressed and hand-stamped 15,000 letters and mailed them out 10 days before Easter. I guessed that if we could get a 1% response from the letter, then 150 people might show up for Easter. I knew that if our church was going to attract and win the unchurched, it was going to take a different kind of service than I grew up with. What style of worship would be the best witness to unbelievers? We spent a lot of time thinking through every element of the service. We even planned a dress rehearsal for our Easter service. I said to the 15 people attending our home Bible study group, next Sunday we'll meet at the high school and practice our service. We'll practice singing the songs. I'll preach like there's a crowd of 150 people, and we'll work out all the bugs in the order of service. This will ensure that when all the visitors show up next week, it will at least appear that we know what we're doing. When Palm Sunday arrived, we expected only the 15 Bible study attenders to show up for our trial run service, but God had other plans. The letter we had mailed out to 15,000 homes was delivered early to some of them. We hadn't expected the letter to arrive in homes until a few days before Easter. Due to an efficient post office, 60 people showed up at the dress rehearsal, and 5 of them gave their lives to Christ that day. At that trial run service, I outlined the vision I believed God had given me for Saddleback Church. The first task of leadership is to define the mission, so I tried to paint in attractive terms the picture as clearly as I saw.